Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. One of the privileges of this program is to be able to interact with and really showcase the work of some of the people who are in the front lines, at least in terms of Capitol Hill, in that war for the free world, one of whom is Representative Vicki Hartzler. She represents the people of the 4th District of Missouri. In the United States Congress, she is a member of the House Armed Services Committee. In fact, she chairs its Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee, also serves on its Readiness and Sea Power and Power Projection Subcommittees. Congresswoman Hartzler, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's always great to have you with us, ma'am.
It's great to be here, Frank.
You've been involved in a couple of different aspects of the current moment of the war for the free world that I want to sort of touch on. Maybe we could start with the report that you and the chairman of the full committee, Mac Thornberry, have recently released about the handling by the Obama administration of what's come to be called the Taliban Five and exchanging them for a man now apparently going to be court-martialed for desertion, Bo Bergdahl. What did you take away from your investigation?
Well, it was very, very clear that the president broke the law and that he went around Congress and did not give us the 30-day notice that is required by law before you transfer someone out of Gitmo. And in addition to that, we lay out all of the ways that basically they misled Congress throughout the entire process. Over and over again, different officials telling members of Congress that we are not negotiating with the Taliban. There's nothing going on, when at the same time, in fact, they were. One instance where you have a special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan testifying before Congress that we haven't been negotiating with the Taliban for 2 years, and the next morning getting on a plane and flying to Qatar to work on the memorandum of understanding with them that was part of the deal. So it's very, very disturbing, very concerning, and certainly an issue with our national security. And that's why we put it in law as members of Congress that the president administration has to notify us 30 days in advance, not only that there's going to be a transfer, but also about what security measures are being taken to ensure that they don't reengage, and the rationale behind why you would want to move someone, as well as we are entitled to see the latest reports from their reviews and evaluations on how dangerous they are, which is done periodically. And all of that was denied Congress. And it's very disturbing.
Well, it is disturbing. It is, I guess, actually outrageous, if you want to find a stronger word for it. Is there going to be any accountability for the administration for breaking the law in this case, do you think?
Well, we're exploring all the options that we have. Frankly, a lot of the players in this, including Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, are now gone. So we're just looking at all of the different options. But, you know, this year's NDAA and the omnibus that was revealed last night that we will vote on later this week contains the provisions in it that we have fought for, saying the president cannot bring these people from Gitmo to the United States. And they, you know, kind of reiterate that they have to let us know. So those provisions are still there. And, you know, the outrage from this report, I hope, will put some pressure on the president that in the future, if he has any idea that to do this again, that he certainly won't.
Let's talk about that. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler is our guest from Missouri. She has also been spending a lot of time on this question of the president's determination to close Guantanamo Bay and to bring its remaining detainees to the United States. Some he may scatter to the winds, but there are some apparently he intends to try to foist on one state or another. We're going to have your colleague Mike Pompeo from Kansas on the program a little later, Congressman Hartzler, and talk a little bit about what's at stake as you see it. You've explored the Taliban Five going back to the fight. What might those who could be brought here result in terms of a similar, if different, kind of danger to our national security?
Well, as part of our investigation, I led a congressional delegation down to Gitmo to see it firsthand. I think it's important that all of us who are looking at this whole situation actually see the facility, as well as learn more about the methods of how we handle these detainees down in Guantanamo Bay. And I can tell you there's a reason that we have them there. It's a very safe, secure facility. It's on an island. It's away from the American soil, but yet it's away from the battlefield as well. And they're being treated very humanely, but it contains some of the worst of the worst. Now, there's some who they have deemed in their evaluation could be released, but 48 are deemed too dangerous to be released. Here's some of the people. You've got KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is the architect of 9/11, is there. Is this the person the president wants to bring here? Another senior al-Qaeda operative, the mastermind of the USS Cole attack, people who train in suicide bombers, explosives, friends of Osama bin Laden, on and on. And do we really want these here in our backyard? The concern is obviously, certainly you wouldn't want these people to escape and possibly be in our neighborhoods or hurting our families. But even more concerning is if it might bring or incite terrorism here as people try to, protest them or do some sort of an attack to try to save them. It just, it's something that the American families don't deserve.
Vicki Hutzler, let me just ask you, the piece of this that I frankly must tell you I'm most concerned about is not jihadists, either interior to the prisons or exterior, freeing them, though I think you're right to be worried about that. It's federal judges deciding that on whatever basis they ought to be sprung, and perhaps if they can't be sent someplace else, turning them loose in this country. I gather that's not beyond the realm of the possible, since the president himself has said that some of these people are so dangerous they can't be released and cannot be tried. Aren't we really setting ourselves up for a disaster in those kinds of respects?
Well, you're exactly right. It does set up a constitutional question, and all it takes is one liberal judge to say, well, they're entitled to whatever due process, or they weren't given due process, or whatever. And that is a very, very real concern that we have here. And then what is the plan in the future for future detainees? And that's part of the NDAA that we passed, requiring the president to make a plan and present to Congress on what they're going to do with people in the future, because we may be at war for a long time. If you close Guantanamo Bay, are you going to bring all of the prisoners of war here to America?
Speaking of that, very quickly, Vicki Hutzler, let me just ask you about your general take as a senior member of the House Armed Services Committee at this point. You've been following the debates in Congress. You've been following, I'm sure, the debates in the Republican Party. You've been very much involved in the intelligence in this space. Do you think that we've actually got clarity about the nature of the enemy that we're facing? I would argue not just from the Islamic State or the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or, the Muslim Brotherhood for that matter, but kind of a global jihad movement. And if we don't, are we at risk of bringing inadequate, sort of prescriptions to bear in defeating that enemy?
Absolutely. First, you've got to identify the problem before you come up with a solution. And that's been the one of the weaknesses of this commander-in-chief, is that he refused to acknowledge what we are facing, radical Islamic terrorism, and to call it what it is and to take the necessary steps to protect the American people, plus to come up with a plan and a strategy that works rather than continually to dabble around the edges and let the enemy continue to metastasize all over the world. This is very, very serious, and I can hardly wait for another year. Hopefully we'll have a new commander-in-chief who takes this seriously. But in the meantime, I and my colleagues are going to continue to fight and do everything we can to make sure our men and women in uniform have what they need to push this president to come up with a strategy and to make sure and take steps to protect Americans from enemies, foreign and domestic.
Amen. Well, you swore an oath of office to do that. Thank you for doing it so well. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, the chairwoman of the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations of the House Armed Services Committee. We appreciate your service and your visiting with us from time to time. Keep up the good work and come back to us again very soon. Next up, bestselling author Diana West joins us to talk about national security and the presidential debates last night. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.